Starting.
Two hops in.
Okay, welcome everyone to the House Committee on Human Services and Housing. Today is Tuesday, February 13th. We are, first of all, I would like to carry over, announce that I'm carrying over House Bill 4129, Representative McEwen's bill, Residential Care Facility Administrative Licensing. There are dash one and dash two, but we are also waiting for a dash three, and so we will do all of those on Thursday. Gavel it just in case I need to. We are going to open a work session. Apparently in the last 30 seconds we got the paperwork for House Bill 4006. This is Rent Burden Communities.
Okay, that's this one.
Cassie, could you please read the bill?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4006 requires the governing body of a city or county where 25% of the population is severely rent burdened to hold at least one public meeting and submit a plan to Oregon Housing and Community Services detailing how the jurisdiction will reduce the rent burden for severely rent burdened individuals. The measure requires OHCS to annually provide cities and counties data on individuals who are severely rent burdened. The measure becomes operative the 91st day following signing die and declares an emergency effective on passage. We have a dash six amendment. The dash six amendment changes the definition of severely rent burdened from an individual to a household and defines a regulated affordable unit and single family unit. The amendment removes counties from their requirements and requires OHCS to provide data to the governing body of each city with a population greater than 10,000. The amendment also requires OHCS and the Department of Land Conservation and Development to develop a survey form for cities to provide specific information related to affordability of housing and specifies that cities with a population greater than 10,000 with more than 25% of the renter 25% of renter households experiencing rent burden must complete the survey described above within 60 days of receipt to the Department of Land Conservation and Development and OHCS. The measure appropriates $2 million from the general fund to DLCD to provide technical assistance to the cities. The fiscal on this is we got a fiscal light because we will be sending it to Joint Ways and Means and the revenue is no impact.
Okay. Can I have a motion?
All right. Chair Kinney-Geyer, I move to adopt the dash six amendments dated 2/7/18.
Vice Chair Vice Chair Sanchez. moves to adopt the dash six amendment dated 2/7/18. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Okay. Is there any objection to the amendment?
Okay, so we're waiting. Explain to me what's happening with the fiscal on this then.
So the amendment is part of what asked for a $2 million appropriation to help cities and counties. And so because of that, there will be a sub-referral that is included in the motion to move the bill.
Got it.
Two ways and means.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay, any objection to the amendments? Okay, they are adopted.
Chair Kinney-Geyer, I move House Bill 4006 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Vice Chair Sanchez moves House Bill 4006 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion on the bill? Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Chair. I love this idea. As I mentioned during the hearing, I think we're missing half the equation in that if we're going to compare the cost of rent to income, we also need to be concerned and urge cities to also develop an economic plan, job growth, and or at least evaluate as part of the questionnaire and part of the plan to include an economic plan. It makes sense to look at both sides of the equation, not just land availability and rental availability.
Okay.
However, as a courtesy to move this along, I'm hoping that sometime through the rest of the process, this can be added in. As a courtesy, I will support this today.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Noble. Any other comments? All right. We are Representative.
Thank you, Chair Kinney-Geyer. In general, I am not a fan of requiring more things of our local governments. It seems like every time we turn around, we're adding something more. I do think this is something that's needed, and if it didn't, I have a dual concern, both in if it didn't have the money added there, then I would be a no, because I think we're asking them to do something they should be doing, but we're providing the resources for it. That also sends it to Ways and Means, where there's a budget implication when we have to look at what resources we have. So because we're attempting to provide the resources to do what we're asking, I'll be a yes.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, it's my understanding too with this bill, this is kind of this is not a one-time thing, that the cities will be continually doing this, but then there isn't anything beyond the remainder of this time period for assistance from us on collecting all that for the administrative costs and everything. So I know the Speaker had mentioned that, it appears that that's going to be another issue at another time. Then we have an unfunded mandate on them. But it was a good move with this $2 million.
Hopefully we'll figure that out with other revenue from other bills.
Oh, Lord.
Really. Ongoing support. Okay, Representative, we're discussing 4006. Motion on the table. Any other discussion? Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Representative Gorsuch?
Yes.
Representative Meek?
Aye.
Representative Nierman?
Aye.
Representative Noble?
Aye.
Representative Peluso?
Aye.
Representative Stark?
Yes.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Sanchez?
Aye.
Chair Kenny Geyer?
Aye. The motion passes and the bill is sent as amended to the Committee on Ways and Means. I am now going to close the work session on House Bill 4006, open a work session on HDR 201. Cassie, please read the bill.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Joint Resolution 201 proposes an amendment to the Oregon Constitution to be referred to voters, allowing municipalities such as counties, cities, or towns to use certain bonded indebtedness to finance capital costs of affordable housing. The joint resolution specifies requirements for the measure referred to voters to describe affordable housing for the purposes above and requires the principal amount of indebtedness for a jurisdiction to not exceed 0.5% of the real market value of all property in the jurisdiction. We have a -4 amendment. The -4 amendment directs jurisdictions authorizing bonded indebtedness to provide annual audits and public reporting on the expenditure of procedures. The -4 amendment fiscal is indeterminate and the revenue is no impact, and the fiscal is indeterminate because there will be a fiscal impact committee for the measure.
Okay,
and then so, Madam Chair,
not quite yet.
I stand fast.
Madam Chair, so the Speaker's office asked me to move this amendment, and I'm happy to do that. So I move the -4 amendment to House Joint Resolution 201.
Okay. I think that's all we have, right? Mm-hmm. Sorry. Okay, Representative Nierman moves to adopt the -4 amendment stated 2/12/18. Is there any discussion?
So I'll make a little commercial for this. Entirety of the constitutional amendment, the proposed constitutional amendment, has a lot of safeguards in it, and I'm happy with that. This adds two extra safeguards to it. It says that the jurisdiction that's authorizing the bonded indebtedness has to do two things. One of them is to have an annual account or annual audit of it, and also public reporting of the expenditure of the proceeds as the project progresses. And so I think that makes it even stronger, and I'm happy to present this to the voters. So I'm happy to present the amendment to the amendment and to present the amendment to the voters. So.
I'll just say that, we know that this bill didn't have a subsequent referral, was going straight to the floor. And so we sat on it for a while just to see if anything else came out. And this additional suggestion about additional accountability on top of all of the accountability we had already built in came. So that's, again, a good endorsement of what you, Representative Nierman, keep calling for, which is, to the extent possible, give these things time. Mm-hmm. So I'm delighted that this came about. Thank you for offering the amendment. I'm in favor. Any other questions about the amendment? Okay. Are there any objections to the amendment? No, seeing none, the amendments are adopted. And Would you like to continue?
Sure, since the vice. I move House Joint Resolution 201 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and the subsequent referral to the Committee on Rules be rescinded.
Okay, Representative Nierman moves HJR 201 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the subsequent referral to the Committee on Rules be rescinded. Is there any discussion on the bill? All right, seeing none.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to thank you for the opportunity to work on this and the good work that Representative Nierman provided. I think this is a great path for our public resources to be leveraged with other nonprofit and private organizations that will help us provide more housing. And so hopefully this will be a good referral that we can have passed by the voters with very little resistance, with good education, but very little resistance and successful approval. So thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Oh, yeah, I know you're itching to go. Okay. Clerk, please call the roll. Maybe you can start with Representative Stark.
Representative Stark.
Yes.
Representative Corson.
Yes.
Representative
Meade. Aye.
Representative Nierman.
Aye.
Representative Noble.
Aye.
Representative Pelosa.
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson.
Aye.
Vice Chair Sanchez.
Aye.
Chair Kenny Guyer.
Aye. All right. The motion passes. I will ask Representative Kotek, Speaker Kotek, to be the carrier. I hope that there's some good comments from this committee, particularly Representative Nierman and me, who worked on this bill, when it goes to the floor. All right. So I'm going to close the work session on HJR 201. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 4007 for the purpose of, I don't know if I need to do that, for the purpose of carrying it over to our, we're going to do a recess right
recess.
Now.
Recess.
I'm trying to be so careful because I don't want to lose any bills here. Don't need to carry it over, right? We're just going to recess. We have worked very hard. I at least see one realtor here. We've worked really hard on several amendments, all having to do with the first-time home buyer savings account. They are dash 1, 2, and 5. And I would like to recess to make sure that everyone has a chance to talk about that, and so that we can also check in with the realtors about it. So till 9:15, it should be very quick. We'll come back here for probably 5 minutes. For the purpose of possibly working the amendments and possibly the bill. So please come back 9:15 sharp. I promise it'll only be a few minutes. So recess, dabble.
Yes.
Very important that everyone.
Move the bill and hold it over till Thursday.
Okay, committee, we are, I'm calling us out of recess. We are back in session, the House Committee on Human Services and Housing on February 13th. And I am opening a work session on House Bill 4007 for the purpose of considering three amendments. Do we have the, Kathy, would you like to explain what those amendments are?
Yes.
I'll fill out your paperwork. We'll let you do this.
I got it.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4007 permits an individual to create a first-time home buyer savings account within a financial institution and increases the document recording fee from $25 to $75. We have a dash one amendment that changes the limits applicable to a subtraction from federal taxable income specified by annual gross income and filing status, and allows Department of Revenue to adjust limits based on the percent change in the U.S. City Average Consumer Price Index. The dash one amendment also includes the Oregon Housing Stability Council in determining supply of homeownership for families and individuals who have income not more than 100% of the median family income, and changes the effective date to July 1st, 2018. We have the dash two amendment. The dash two amendment changes the definition of first-time home buyer savings account to mean an account established by written agreement between an account holder and financial institution, and the account holder designates the account as a first-time home buyer savings account on their Oregon income tax return. The dash two amendment establishes the ability for an individual to enter into the first-time home buyer savings account agreements with a financial institute, and specifies that no financial institute is required to offer the first-time home buyer savings account to customers. The dash two amendment removes exemption from taxation for the provision allowing money to be withdrawn from a first-time homebuyer savings account to pay or reimburse an account holder's eligible costs related to the purchase of a single-family residence, and requires certain funds to be added to the federal taxable income if used for purposes other than eligible costs. Those funds were subtracted or exempt in the current previous tax year, and the funds were not deposited into another first-time homebuyer savings account held by another taxpayer. The Dash 5 amendment removes the exemption from taxation for provision allowing money to be withdrawn from the first-time homebuyer savings account to pay or reimburse the account holder's eligible costs related to the purchase of a single-family residence. We have the fiscals on all of them and the revenues on all, and we have the fiscal analysis for all are up on OLIS, and the revenues are light because we are. It has a subsequent referral to revenue.
Okay, so if you can fill out those dates. So I wanted to just quickly call up the realtors, and Allison, if you would like to come up, just to make sure that people are clear that these three amendments came about as a result of a lot of negotiation. Bankers had a suggested amendment. We really, in this committee, the policy committee, want to be as clear as we can with setting up a new program, the first-time homebuyer savings account, that before it goes to revenue, we want to have worked through as many of the legal and technical issues as possible. So we had a lot of input from Department of Revenue, Deanna Mack, who can't be here today. We have our LC, Robert Mauger, am I saying it right, in the audience. If you have any technical questions, we want to make sure if there's anything technical here that people are clear about what we're sending on. I know there's some there's conversations about what the amount of the doc fee should be, but this has nothing to do with any of that. This really just has to do with everything you just heard had to do with the savings account, other than the one piece in the doc fee where we're extending from 80% to 100%, aligning that with HUD. That's the only piece. Otherwise, everything is on the savings account side, really shaping that, because it's the first time the legislature is passing this, whereas the doc fee has had prior legislative sessions. So I would just like to open it up and see if there's any clarifying statements or anything else you'd like to say about the three amendments that we're about to vote on.
Chair Kinnegar, Vice Chair Olson, Vice Chair Sanchez, members of the committee, my name is Allison McIntosh. I'm here on behalf of the Housing Alliance. I don't think I have any comments about the Dash 1, Dash 2, or Dash 5s. I think the Housing Alliance is very happy with the technical amendments that are made in those amendments. As Chair Kinnegar said, the only piece change to the document recording fee is to give HCS the ability to use federal data to look at area median income. So happy to answer any questions, but generally we're very happy.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Sean Jillians, representing the Oregon Association of Realtors. I would characterize the Dash 1s as sort of months of negotiations between the chair, advocates, and ourselves as far as the income limitations around the first-time homebuyer savings account, and basing those on actual data in Oregon around area median income. So we are supportive of those. The Dash 2s primarily deal with issues that the bankers raised relating to ensuring that they aren't required to offer these accounts, but they are optional for their customers. And the final one, I think we cleaned up the language a little bit in the Dash 5s around how you're taxed at the end if you use it for a non-qualified purchase or use. Department of Revenue had issues with going back to tax returns that might not still be available or documents 10 years back, and so we just made it all in one. It's a one-year taxable event when you do that. So feel positive about those particular amendments. Still working on hopefully one or two additional amendments. With that, happy to answer any questions.
Okay, any questions? I know Rep. Stock has to get out of here soon, and so do you.
Okay, so Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendments dated 2/18 in House Bill 4007.
Okay. Vice Chair Olson moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendments dated 2/18. Any discussion on those? Any objection? Seeing none, they are adopted.
Madam Chair, I move the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 4007 dated 2/9/18.
Okay, Vice Chair Olson moves to adopt the Dash 2 amendments dated 2/9/18. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, they are moved.
And finally, Madam Chair, I move the Dash 5 amendments into House Bill 4007, dated 2/9/18.
Okay, Vice Chair Olson moves the Dash 5 amendments dated 2/9/18. Any discussion on those? Any objection? Okay, they are adopted. And then we will carry over House Bill 4007 as amended to Thursday, our final day, just in case there are any future amendments. Give us plenty of time before we send it on to revenue. Okay?
Okay.
Before I gavel out, have I moved everything that needs to be moved?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure. Caddy McEwen's and this are the only two left for our committee. 4129 and 4007 are moved to Thursday morning, February 15th, 8 a.m. See you all there. We are adjourned.